There's loads of theory you have to study, you have to do exams, and like every unit, like say for cutting, colouring, perming, there's loads of theory behind it. So before you can actually start cutting, you have to learn all the theory beforehand. And that's the same for like colouring, perming, you always have to learn the theory before you can actually start doing it. Yeah, I mean, we get with our kits, we get like our kit with doll's heads, brushes, colour bowls. So yeah, I mean, at home I sit there and I put my block up and I practice on her. I've dyed her hair, put highlights in it and cut it. And yeah, I practice a lot. I mean, you can never get enough practice at what you do. So that's all I really do. Yeah, I sit and practice whenever I can, whenever I've got time. So it's enjoyable. The first time I tried to cut my doll's head on my own, it was a total disaster. Her hair was like really long and I've just cut it really short, but it come out wonky. So I can't use that doll's head anymore, but I'm getting better. I mean, the one I've coloured come out perfect, and the one I'm cutting today, that's going good so far. So I'm getting better with time. Mainly long and straight, to be honest. I mean, Victoria Beckham's got like a bob styling, and loads of people I've seen have got that. But normally wherever you go, it's just like straight hair, like with layers, and that's what it really is, straight. There ain't no funky styles about anymore. Well, I'm hoping to get qualified within the next year, if I can buckle down and get all my assessments done. And I'd like to one day either own my own salon or be like part owner of it and working it full time. And then after that, for a little while, I'd like to do mobile. So like go round to people's houses and cut their hair or get them to come to me. Because I reckon that's a good way of going, because I know quite a lot of people that do it and they say they like that so much better than working in a salon.